Ah, Utah. The land of beautiful vistas, Diet Coke by the gallon, and...
The Mormon Church.
Mormonism.
Mormonism?
It's Mormon country.
Mormons.
Mormons.
Mormons. And then the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
There you have it from our friends in California. And it's not just that there are a lot of Latter-day Saints here. The church has been pretty outspoken on some hot-button issues like same-sex marriage. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. This week on State Street, we take a look at just how Mormon Utah really is and examine the church's relationship with politics.
Are Utah Mormons all conservative?
And how do the younger generations of Latter-day Saints see the church as it relates to their politics? Let's find out.
Previously on State Street.
How conservative is Utah? Utah is definitely still a red state. Confirmed. But it kind of depends on where you are and what you mean by conservative.
Utah Republicans just aren't really a fan of the Trumpian brand of politics. They don't want a verbal bloodbath. And the other elephant in the room... is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Mormon Church, as our good friends in California still refer to it. And it is going through a few changes of its own.
According to church membership records, there are just under 2.2 million members of the faith in Utah, which is about 65% of the state. But data shows those numbers are shrinking, particularly in Salt Lake County.
An outsider might think that church members can just be lumped in with what people call evangelical voters. But it's not quite that simple.
Although Mormons and evangelicals largely align on a few key issues like LGBTQ rights and abortion to an extent, don't worry, we'll get to that in a second, there's actually quite a bit of difference between mainstream evangelical conservatives and Latter-day Saints.
Alrighty, putting on my stats hat for a second, which, fun fact, is the only college math class I got a shiny A in. According to Pew Research, 9% of Mormons surveyed believed abortion should be prohibited in all instances, compared to a quarter of evangelicals. The large majority of Mormons think the procedure should be allowed in some instances, but way less than half of evangelicals think so.
A Donald Trump presidency showed a thing or two about the religious differences as well.
Absolutely. Latter-day Saints didn't necessarily cuddle up to Trump. The former president won 56% of the LDS vote in 2016.
Compare that to evangelicals. They voted for Trump at way higher rates than Mormons did.
But let's complicate this just a little bit more. If we look at Mormons under 40 years of age, nearly half of them voted for President Biden in 2020.
A recent paper from Eastern Illinois University also found that young members of the church are moving away from GOP politics in greater and greater numbers. Traditionally, Latter-day Saints are seen as a reliable base of conservative support in Utah.
Just this June, church leadership published a letter proclaiming the faith's political neutrality and encouraged members to shy away from straight-ticket voting.
To help us unpack all of this, I spoke with a journalist who has spent a lot of time thinking about these exact issues.
Lee Hale is a former KUER reporter, where he focused on religion and hosted a podcast all about it called Preach. He's now a producer for NPR's All Things Considered in Washington, D.C.
He started by talking about how most members of the church see their relationship with the Republican Party.
In some ways, a lot of Latter-day Saints operate in the way a lot of conservative Christians do in this country. I mean, for people, it's usually very comfortable to have a party that mostly aligns with your views. And I think for a lot of Latter-day Saints, the Republican Party has been that for their whole lives. I don't know if church leaders and members always do care about the same issues. So, like, the LDS institutional stance is that they don't promote a certain party or a political viewpoint. That being said, when they have weighed in on how to encourage their members to vote in the United States on legislation, it has always come on the Republican conservative line.
And so in your experience growing up in the faith, where would you say kind of general members position themselves more or less? Is there as much of a lockstep Republican alignment as an outsider may think?
I mean, it just depends on where you're living. when I was living in very conservative Orange County, where I grew up, I swam in waters that were both Mormon and Republican. There was the occasional liberal in the congregation, you know, and everyone knew who they were. So that says a lot about kind of what the norm was. Compare that to a downtown Salt Lake City congregation. It's not hard to find a bunch of liberals in the pews. And I've had that experience as well. And so, you know, geographically speaking, you do find a lot of political diversity in Latter-day Saint congregations. And sometimes it's enough for somebody to want to go to church on Sunday or not. You know, if they go to church and they feel like they're a political outsider, after a while, that starts to kind of make you feel a little uncomfortable. When I was a special education teacher, I would hear this thing where people would say, if you know one child with autism, you know one child with autism. And I think that's becoming more true about Mormons, is if you know one Mormon's political views, you know one Mormon's political views.
And I want to talk a little bit about kind of the label of conservative. What does conservative and conservatism mean in the Mormon faith?
You don't talk about conservatism in the Mormon faith. Okay, let me use this analogy and you tell me if it's helpful or not. You know how a parent will always say, I don't have a favorite child?
Yeah.
Church leaders have always said, we don't have a political affiliation. And that on paper is true. They do not. To use the analogy again, if you're the parent that says, I don't have a favorite child, and yet whenever you get in conversation, you happen to talk about a certain son who's really good at football and is also really smart and is applying to all these schools, and there's two other kids in the family, and they almost never come up in conversation, one could say, I think he might have a favorite. So, does the word conservatism come up at church? No. But one thing people harp on again and again in chapels and at general conference, like right now, is the idea of LGBTQ issues and same gender, what they would call same-sex attraction and same-sex marriage. There is the appropriate verbiage to use. There's an appropriate opinion to have. But political language, in my experience, people are very careful not to bring that into their worship because that's technically not the way it should go.
Does the Latter-day Saint faith necessarily align with conservative politics aside from the social issues of LGBTQ and abortion?
So those are very different issues, because when it comes to LGBTQ issues, I feel like the church has been very consistent and very aligned with a lot of other conservative Christians, meaning that it is outright a sin for someone to be in a romantic relationship with the same sex. It is seen as a sin to transition genders. And because those are a sin, when that legislation comes up, it doesn't take much to realize what the conclusion they would like you to make. Abortion is interesting. I say that because that as long as I knew, like for my whole life growing up, I knew that the church had some asterisks on their views of abortion, meaning the leadership was quite forgiving if somebody was the victim of incest or rape, that they put those in a separate category. And I know a lot of evangelicals, there are no categories. Abortion is abortion is abortion. And back in the day, when we would go to General Conference in Salt Lake City, a lot of the protesters on the street were evangelical Christians, and many of them had signs protesting the Latter-day Saint view of abortion.
The LDS faith is very involved in community good, doing good deeds for the community, a lot of charitable acts. That seems almost, dare I say, kind of progressive and in some political lenses, like kind of a socialist view of how to help your community. How do you see those issues kind of aligning with this Democrat-Republican split in the church?
I'm glad you brought this up, because I think this is actually the most interesting part of how Mormonism and politics clash at times, because, I mean, have you heard of the term the law of consecration?
I have not.
So this was a teaching from Joseph Smith, the church founder, which is socialism, basically that everyone pools their resources, their money, and then the church divvies out who deserves what, who needs what. The core of the church in the very early days, they practiced, like what you're saying, a spiritual socialism, 100%. And it's funny now to think about so many conservative at Latter-day Saints who treat socialism or anything that hints of it as evil. It's like, well, isn't this the same seed, the germ of what this church that you support? I would look at that and say, this is a church with spiritually socialist roots. I think a conservative Latter-day Saint would say, these should be God's matters, not man's matters. This is not a government's responsibility. Men are too flawed. Politics is too flawed. The swamp in D.C., whatever words they might use, those aren't the people I'm going to trust to run that kind of a system.
Aside from abortion, do you see differences, maybe not stated, but kind of implied church stances on issues versus the policies that the Utah legislature likes to put forward?
I think the biggest difference I see is in tone. And I can say quite confidently that the leadership of the LDS Church at church headquarters, just down the street from the state capitol, I'm guessing they don't love the rhetoric that has become the norm in conservative state houses across the country. Political rhetoric has gotten really ugly. So I would just say, I can't see any substantive differences, but I think tonally, I imagine church leadership is not proud of a lot of the way people often behave these days.
I want to ask about some of the generational differences we see. There's a lot has been reported about this kind of millennial and Gen Z shift away from the Republican Party, away from conservatism, and more towards the Democratic side of the aisle. When we're looking at this through the lens of the Latter-day Saint Church, how are young people changing the landscape of the church and the politics?
What it means to be Mormon has changed a lot in the last 10 years. Now, if you're strictly talking about the people, the Latter-day Saints, and I use the difference with the terminology on purpose because the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints would prefer people not refer to themselves as Mormons. So when I say Latter-day Saints, I'm usually referring to people who are going to church every Sunday. When I say Mormon, I speak more broadly to a kind of a grayscale of people's practice and interest in the church. So I would say this, the typical Latter-day Saint who is in church every Sunday, I don't see that much of a departure from business as usual, politically speaking. What I am seeing is a ton of peers who own their Mormonism in different ways. They might not be in church every Sunday, but they're very concerned about what it means to be a Mormon, about what Mormon values should mean, and how that reflects politically. I don't know the conclusion to draw from that. It's just that I do see a lot of people who are very, very passionate about LGBTQ rights. That is a huge issue for them. That might be the reason why they're no longer in church every Sunday. They also consider themselves to be Mormon. They want to redefine what it means to be a Mormon, and they want Mormons to stand as people who are accepting and open-minded. And that, I think, is a force that the church has to reckon with. Even if those people aren't in the pews, those people have voices. They make their voices heard. They are voters, you know. They're voters in Utah. And that's what I see. And for a lot of people in my age group, you know, I'm in my 30s, we just believed everything the LDS leaders told us. Like, we went on the 2-year mission, we followed kind of like to the T everything that they said, and then that almost led to this shelf breaking, this kind of violent moment of realizing, wow, things are not what I supposed. And those people oftentimes walk away from the institution, have a drastic change in their political beliefs, you know, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that's crazy, just because you mentioned Gen Z, as I'm looking at younger Mormons, there's a fluidity to how they practice in the church that kind of baffles me, where it is not so binary. It is not so black and white. Their shelf doesn't seem to be breaking because they don't seem to put as much weight on it. You know, they can go to church and also disagree with things that LDS leaders say at church headquarters. And I just think, like, for us in our 30s, that wasn't an option. I didn't know you could do that. I think I'm now squarely in the old school category. And there's a younger generation doing things that are new and fascinating to me.
Lihel, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
That was NPR producer and former KUER reporter Lihel.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a quick look at how membership in the church is changing, particularly for young people.
You're listening to State Street.
Support for State Street comes from the Hinckley Report podcast, a weekly roundtable discussion about the biggest political headlines in the Beehive State. Find new episodes of PBS Utah's The Hinckley Report every Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to State Street. I'm Sage Miller.
And I'm Sean Higgins. We heard from Lihel that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is going through some changes right now, and how young people see their relationship with the church is a big part of that change.
Lee said in his experience, young church members are not as tied down by some of the faith's more strict traditions, like they were when he was growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. And they tend to see the church as a separate part of their lives when older Latter-day Saints might not.
To get a sense of how that impacts someone's life, we talked to one of those Latter-day Saints. Amanda Walton is a 24-year-old progressive. While she says more and more young Mormons are starting to feel the same way she does about their faith, it does depend on where you live. Walton grew up in Salt Lake City, but moved to Cedar City to attend Southern Utah University, where she did encounter a lot of conservative ideas, even from her LDS peers.
So there was one Sunday where the bishop came in to our Relief Society for some reason and was just like, oh, just ask questions, let's just have a conversation. And someone said, it was around the time when the policy had been made that sister missionaries could wear pants. They didn't have to wear skirts and dresses anymore. And one girl in Relief Society said, I'm worried about that policy because I think people aren't going to take us seriously anymore. And I was wearing a pantsuit at church, and I raised my hand and I was like, I mean, I'm wearing pants and I feel pretty serious. Like, I think people are taking me pretty seriously. So I met so many people in Cedar who, first of all, just grew up way more conservative because they lived in this much smaller rural city than I did. And they were continuing to feel that same way, especially when their parents still lived in Cedar. And some of, like, good friends I had there, we could not talk about politics. And I'm sure if we talked about religion, we would have very different opinions. But we were still able to be friends, was fine. And I still learned a lot from them. But yeah, very different than being here.
Tell me the story of how you got involved with politics. Where did that start?
So my family is pretty politically involved in general. So my uncle came out as gay when he was in high school. And my grandparents basically sat down with all my aunts and uncles and my dad and said, like, listen, like, we now have the responsibility. Like, if you hear something being said in church that is hateful towards Mike, it's your responsibility to stand up for that. And so from the beginning, my family's pretty progressive, pretty liberal. And I was just raised with a lot of political talk in the home and a lot of political talk, like, especially in regards to church as well.
There was a report that was released earlier this year that showed that more and more young Latter-day Saints are moving away from at least the identifier of being part of the Republican Party. Are you seeing that in your friend groups, whether it's people at church, people at work?
Definitely, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
So my dad, who's probably the most conservative and definitely by far the most involved in the church, he loves tradition to a point. He's probably the person I would say who has, like, the most, like, faith. Like, there will be so many questions that me and my brother would have, and he would just – he feels so comfortable with, like, I just have to have faith, you know? He's a very faith-driven person. And I don't think that works for a lot of people, specifically younger people. I think for me and, like, for my friends, I think we might be comfortable not knowing answers to everything, but we want to know reasoning behind things. And so it's harder for me to hear policy from the church. I don't agree with it and just feel like, well, it must be coming from God, so I just need faith. That doesn't work for me. I also have seen with me and my friends, and I guess I'll just speak for myself, but I kind of, in order to stay in the church, feel like I have to separate the idea of the gospel and the church. They can't be conflated for me. And I don't think that's the way that most people in an older generation see things. I think for most people, it's the church and the gospel are one thing. And I think for a lot of younger folks trying to stay in the church, they have to separate them or it doesn't work. And that's how I feel.
And how would you describe your relationship with the church today?
Definitely still consider myself active. Like, I go to church pretty regularly. I'm pretty active in my ward. I really love, like, the community I get out of the church. I have a very difficult time broadcasting. I'm saying that literally over the radio, but I have a hard time broadcasting, like, that label for myself. So it's hard to have that label, and it's hard to feel like I have to kind of, like, defend things of, like, oh, I'm Mormon, but here's a list of the other things that I believe, you know, or things that I don't believe. So I hate having to have that label, but I still feel that I'm pretty active with the church, and I love a lot of things about the gospel, and those things do help me feel more fulfilled in life, and that's cool. So,
what about some of your Latter-day Saint friends? I would assume that some of them have differing political views than their parents. How have you seen them navigate those waters?
Okay, so I have a friend, I will leave her nameless, in high school. She was probably my most conservative friend. But we just had more conversations throughout high school about different political issues, specifically in regards to feminism. And then she served a mission and she came back and had some different political views now. Like her ideas about feminism and how they correlated with like God and stuff like that were a little bit different than they were in high school. But she is truly like, honestly, like a pretty like inspiring person to me, where I have seen the ways that like her parents' political views have stayed pretty similar. And she's told me stories of like, my parents said this thing and I really fought them back on it. And 4 years ago, or, you know, whenever, when we were in high school, she would have absolutely agreed with them. So it's been so cool to see like just her different experiences, even though those experiences were going on a mission, living in Provo, right? Like so different than like from what I did after high school. She's still, just by like becoming an adult and talking to people, developing new political ideas, and they tend to be more progressive. It's really interesting to me. And she's an awesome person. So,
do you think the Latter-day Saint faith aligns with party politics at all, whether that's Republican or Democrat, and why or why not?
I don't think it should. They feel separate, but I understand how people correlate them. And like, I correlate them sometimes too. I understand why, based on church policy, it would make sense, right? If church policy is saying gay marriage can never happen in a temple, it would make sense why then someone would vote against gay marriage in the state of Utah. To me, like, that's not appropriate. And I don't think God would, like, in my mind, I have no idea why God would be like, hey, you know what would be a best way to follow me? By voting as a Republican. Like, that just doesn't make very much sense to me. To me, the core of the gospel is loving other people, serving other people, and whatever. If you decide that aligns most with the conservative belief, then great. To me, like, I have seen more of those ideals in movements like the Black Lives Matter and movements like feminism and stuff like that. To me, that makes the most sense. But I don't think innately there is much about the gospel that is part of politics. I think it comes from the church and policies that come from the church.
What do you want people to know about Latter-day Saints and politics?
For me, the way that I can be a successful member of the LDS community is by making it something that's personal and individual to me. And I wish, I would hope that members of the church rely more on personal revelation and their connection with God than anything else. That's how it works for me. And what I hope people could see from other Latter-day Saints is that I don't feel like I have to be all in or all out. I feel like I can vibe with the things that feel good to me and that make sense to me, and the things that don't make sense, the things that I don't understand, I can leave those, and that's fine. I don't think there's any commandment that says like you have to do all these things 100% or you cannot consider yourself a part of that community. That feels really isolating and really wrong to me. Like, I kind of think maybe it's just not that deep. Maybe just a part of life is our religion. It's not our whole life. And that is not how a lot of Latter-day Saints think, right? But for me, like, I have spiritual needs, and going to church on Sundays really helps me satisfy those spiritual needs. It is not something that governs every single choice I make in life, and that works really well for me, and it works for the relationship that I have with God, that I feel I have with God. And if someone else, if what they feel like is that life is about church, you know, cool. That doesn't affect me, and that's great. And I think if we can all kind of view it that way, of like, someone else's beliefs don't affect me, or as long as they don't affect me, right? As long as we're not trying to create policy based on our religious beliefs, then that should be fine.
Amanda Walton, thank you so much for joining State Street.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Amanda Walton, a young LDS progressive.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Utah GOP are both at somewhat of a crossroads. Both need young members to keep growing, but data shows that younger Utahns are moving away from those two institutions more than ever before.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're ditching religion and voting for Democrats.
Although some are. But society is changing, and so is the role of religion and politics.
It just goes to show that both institutions have some work to do if they plan to stay relevant in Utahns' daily lives, especially Gen Z.
To circle back to the stereotype we heard at the beginning of the episode, Utah is full of Mormons. Well, 65% full, according to the church, so it's hard to say how many of those are actually active. But what does it mean politically to be a Mormon?
It's sticky! There are Latter-day Saints of all political stripes in Utah. And just like we discovered when looking at Republicans, a lot of that has to do with where you live and what your priorities are.
Age plays a big part in that equation, too. Younger people are increasingly separating what they hear in church from other parts of their lives, politics included.
Latter-day Saints are like onions. They got a lot of layers. That does it for this episode of State Street. I'm Sage Miller.
And I'm Sean Higgins. The show's executive producer is Caroline Ballard. Editing and production support comes from David Childs and KUER news director Elaine Clark.
Our digital team includes Jim Hill, Eleanor Gomberg, and Raquel Davis. And a special thanks to Bijan Siavoshi, who gathered audio for us in California.
State Street is a production of KUER. Just can't get enough of the show? Sign up for our newsletter for behind-the-scenes content. And we'd love to hear what you think. Leave us a review wherever you're listening. See you next week. The Church of Jesus Christ.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Of Latter-day Saints.
From KUER.